Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number 1, the 61-year-old teacher was fired after she was discovered doing adult content. Who's paying to see this old run-through meat pocket? And you just know that this story is just her advertising to get more simp bucks. Don't fall for it, all you young bucks out there. She's posing like that with her arms crossed, so you don't see that her jugs are around her knees. If you're asking for a friend and want to make him vomit, then her name is Lydia Costin. Tell him to have some eye bleach handy. Up next, they say that couples are most in love in Hungary. Yes, this picture is very representative of Hungary, where 95% of the population is white. When I was there, I didn't see any black folks in Budapest. I did, however, see Asians running the sushi and Chinese food restaurants, and the only 3 Indian people I saw there looked scared for some reason. As for the author of this article, the surname is Klein, which is exactly to be expected. No way they break hungry, though. Number 3, they say that the average Valentine's Day in Toronto now costs around $570. That includes dinner, drinks, flowers, and gifts. Apparently, RTN Toronto, where this story was released, also promotes the black male, white female couple. Look at that graph. You can clearly see that the prices have doubled in the last 5 years. Here's a friendly reminder, guys, that you can hire a decent escort for less than that. And it's a guaranteed happy ending every time. I'm not encouraging anyone to break any laws. Moving on, this young rich football player who has his pick of women decided that he was going to be with the corn star. Looks like hoflation is getting way out of hand. Simps will say we should feel happy for him because she's no longer a corn star. Then again, I don't see anything wrong with him dating her if he's a sex addict, because after all, she's a professional. It's probably just a fantasy for him. I just hope he snaps out of it and doesn't marry her. Number 5, do you believe the propaganda that one female Chinese sniper can take out an entire company of Indian soldiers? Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. But then again, I'll let you make up your own mind, because in the Galwan Valley clash in June of 2020, 20 Indian soldiers lost their lives. But the Chinese didn't release any official death tolls, but it's estimated that there were 30 to 40 casualties on their side. The cow dung flinging cannon probably took out most of the Chinese. Up next, forget about the Chinese, because the Canadians better be afraid of Jeets. Rakesh says that if Canadians don't stop disrespecting them, they will destroy Canada and take over the country. You better believe it, because they value honor and respect above all else. They can have Canada as far as I'm concerned. I'm already half gone during the year, and if need be, I'll live my life Jeet free. Let's see how long they survive in the frozen Canadian north without natural gas. The coldest it gets in northern India is about 5 degrees Celsius or 41 Fahrenheit. Number 7, maybe it's time to give the people what they want to see. With Ana de Armas and Sydney Sweeney in Scissor Valley. This would get me back into the movie theaters for the first time since I saw the first Joker film. I really hope that the plot involves them running a cucumber farm. You just know that someone is going to make this using AI and it's going to be epic. If it were made for real, it would end with flannel, a U-Haul, and a bunch of butch haircuts. Moving on, half of British Muslims don't feel like they belong in the UK. If they feel so strongly about it, then why don't they go back to where they came from? Where they belong. But they won't, because of the economic benefits of living in the United Kingdom. And by saying things like this, they're just trying to get the British government to pander to them even more. I'm predicting that at some point, if the UK can't support the welfare state, they're going to get violent and try to carve out their own country. Number 9, the internet prefers the Greek actress Kleyla Andrialatou to play Helen of Troy in Christopher Nolan's new film instead of a black woman. But it's not going to happen, because the film is in the can and will be coming out this summer. Let's see if Nolan went woke and will now go broke, as he has his first flop on his hands. I doubt it, though. But having Elliot Page play Hermes might be the final straw for many of his fans. Up next, and speaking of woke, check out this French TV commercial promoting an anti-burglary device where a mixed-race family have to defend their homes from a white male middle-aged burglar. Yes, folks, he belongs to the most dangerous demographic in France right now, the white male. Isn't it just so typical to see an old white man robbing a young black one? The only thing missing is the trans daughter for complete diversity. Here, everyone, I fixed it. Isn't that so much more realistic? Number 11, in Austria, the feminists are worried about the trend of traditional wives. They're desperate to keep women in their careers, even though AI will come for those careers first. What they're really afraid of is that white women will stay home and start having kids and get the fertility rates up. What they don't mention is that they're only worried about this for white women. They don't seem to care if immigrant women are traditional. In fact, they prefer it. Moving on, Gen Z is officially the first generation to be less smart than their parents. What happened? According to turd-flinging monkey, you should follow in my next, we gave women rights, which then collapsed the birth rates, and then we gave poor retarded minorities welfare to have as many kids as possible. Of course, is definitely the film Idiocracy come to life. But I'd also be interested in seeing the demographics of those Gen Z kids. I'm sure there are a lot more minorities in Gen Z than previous generations. Number 13, why do women show cleavage? Because it's like a second bum. And since we walk upright, women need another way to attract males to them. Women also show it to distract us from how mid their faces really are. It's also the one part of themselves that they can monetize easiest. But seriously, if you're a man asking why women show cleavage, then there's a good chance you're gay. Because some things are meant to be enjoyed and not thought about. Up next, why did this woman sell her home and move onto a cruise ship? Because it's cheaper than living on land. Cheaper than a motel, meals are included as well as travel and cleaning. I think someone needs to create a cruise ship that's just a mobile retirement home. She looks like she's gone a little overboard with this life direction. If she's spending so much time on that ship, she might as well get a job as the chief Karen officer, going around telling people what to do. Number 15, since 1994, 14% of all farmers in South Africa have been terminated by black folks in the country. If they were smart, they'd find a way to leave and let the whole country starve. Because at this point, it's just falling apart. What's really going to be interesting is one day when the West goes broke and can't send food aid to Africa. Then hundreds of millions of hungry Africans will try and flood into Europe in just a few years. Will Europe finally defend its borders then? Moving on, and speaking of flooding into the country, people are wondering if Canada flooded the country with asylum seekers to mask a failing economy. Yes, they did. I always thought that Canada had two major industries, oil and banking. Now I see those two main economic drivers being the housing bubble and immigration. Real estate is crashing and burning, and immigrants are starting to slow down and go into reverse. And the country is now in a recession. Canada tried to prop up the Ponzi scheme of free healthcare, and now it's falling apart. Number 17, James Vanderbeek pushed for people to take flu shots. Then he got cancer after taking one, and now he's gone. Is this karma or cause and effect? You be the judge. Putting things in your body that don't belong there doesn't end all that well now, does it? I didn't take the jab in Canada where 95% of people over the age of 18 did. And I was willing to die on that hill or leave the country. They really tried getting everyone to comply. I refused. Up next, women will say anything they can for attention and money. This one ruined the life of a white boy by lying that he was racist and bullied her son, forcing him to drink urine. She got $120,000 off of GoFundMe. I hope people go after her to give back the moolah. Her defense was simple, that he was a white kid and therefore deserved it. She committed felony fraud, defamation of character, and a hate crime. But I doubt she'll do any time for any of those. Number 19, I can't wait for the day that we get androids that look like this. Hopefully the way she looks 20 years earlier. When we do and they provide sex and nanny services, it's going to be over for the women. Their duties will be reduced down to one appliance like that of the Stepford Wives. When technology like this comes out, women and their pet simps will lose their minds, and they'll try and destroy it. Megan Fox getting tons of plastic surgery was perfect for her playing a plastic woman. Moving on, we used to be a proper society. Here's the high school girls' competition in posture back in 1943. Now if you're going to fap off to this, please think twice. Because you really should have some respect for the dead. They would have been born 100 years ago, and odds are that they're all 6 feet under by now. And look how far we've fallen today with women slouching like this. At least she's intelligent enough to figure out how to use a vintage phone. Number 21, Trevor Noah says that if Americans hate immigrants, then there should be a rule that they can no longer eat their foods. He says, enjoy your potatoes. Who's going to tell Boyo here that potatoes are from Bolivia and not Ireland? It seems like most of the world hates Whitey, and if they follow Noah's lead here, then they won't have electricity, cars, and indoor plumbing. I'm fine with immigrants coming in so long as I don't find my drapes missing and my cat pregnant. Those aren't the ones that I want. Up next, this is how you know it's Valentine's Day when women's razors be gone because they're now shaving their precious. And you just know there's probably an influx of pregnancy announcements incoming. Either that or Plan B will be flying off the shelves. You can see that this Walmart is in an enrichment area because they're all under lock and key. If it's Valentine's Day in Seattle, Portland, or Minneapolis, then all those razors will probably still be on those shelves. And if they're not, then they've been stolen. Number 23, here's another story about the absolute insanity of the UK. where an 86-year-old man was fined for littering after he spit out a leaf that blew into his mouth. He says it was an instinctive reaction to the wind, but the police don't care. Oi, have you got a license for that leaf? And you know it's probably a simp or Karen cop that wrote him that ticket. This 100-year-old vet says that the UK is worse than when he fought for it. Moving on, this trans influencer was beaten in Brussels by Islamists and wonders why it happened, because they've always supported Palestine. People like this have no idea that Islam is incompatible with the Western way of life. Queers for Palestine might as well be called chickens for KFC. They have no idea that if they're victorious and help Islam, that they're just useful idiots that will be disposed of via rooftops, and gravity will set them free. Number 25 on the last one, here's a couple on their honeymoon, and then again on their anniversary. Is she gonna leave him, or did she intentionally fatten him up so he doesn't leave her? A woman I dated for almost 5 years wanted to fatten me up. I even once had a friend whose wife fattened him up because she was insecure and worried another woman would try and take him away. Women fatten men up all the time for their own benefits, and they don't care about the man's health. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.